My name is Lucy Pierce. I'm a writer, teacher, and editor at Juno. I'm also a full-time mama of three dynamic little children. My talk today is on honoring your crazy woman and is brought to you by the world's biggest summit. If I don't create, it feels like I'm going to go crazy. It sounds ridiculous when I say it like that. Why would 10 minutes writing time, or a little bit of time making a patchwork quilt, mean the difference between sanity and insanity? But it does. It really does. You see, I am a creative rainbow woman, and discovering this and embracing her energy has transformed my life. I first discovered her in the work of Lynn Andrews, author and shaman, in her book, Jaguar Woman. The Rainbow Woman is a dreamer and a creatrix, always fluttering like a butterfly from one project to another. She never has one job too long and is always trying new things. She regularly needs to descend into her creative depths, bringing visions between the physical world and the dream time. She has the energy of the poet, dancer, weaver and seer. Lynn Andrews says she's completely misunderstood in our society, in a world that does not support its artists, its writers and its thinkers. She wants to dream and inspire people to health and well-being. But often she lives in chaos because she's always in a dream state. She becomes frustrated, unfulfilled, and sometimes addicted because of the expectations of others, because she is afraid of living fully as her beautiful rainbow self. I cannot express the degree of relief that I felt at discovering this creative rainbow woman archetype. It was a paradigm-changing aha moment of self-realization and acceptance for me. One perhaps that you share if you're just discovering it now. I know I was deeply comforted, inspired, and reassured to find myself writ large in this archetype. I was neither alone, nor wrong, and nor was I a bad mother. You see, creative rainbow women recharge themselves through solitude or creative activity. The energy pattern of a creative rainbow woman is high peaks and low troughs, like that of a heart rate monitor, rising and falling in quick succession. Her energy pulsates. The high energy of a creative rainbow is not sustainable. It is necessarily followed by periods of reflection, lethargy, a sense of emptiness, even illness or depression. The key to managing this creative energy is firstly not to let the highs and lows become too exaggerated. This is done mainly by taking care of physical needs and keeping your biological self in balance, things which us mothers especially are not so good at. Really looking after yourself, eating, sleeping, resting, both when you're feeling creative and when you're feeling low. The second is to recognize the cyclical nature of our patterns, to know that neither the highs nor the lows last forever. That a low is just that, and that soon the energy will swing up once more. But if it goes unchecked or it's overblown, then these swings can turn into full-blown depressive episodes, which are disabling not only for the woman, but for the whole family who she may have in orbit around her energy. You need to learn to surf these energy changes rather than be swept away or dragged under by them. Knowing when you need to retreat and recharge And knowing how to do this in small spurts is vital for all women. It is through these cracks, between the highs and the lows, that the crazy woman emerges. The crazy woman is the flip side of the creative rainbow woman archetype. She is our shadow side, denied by our culture. But the chances are, you know all about the crazy woman. What makes her emerge for you? Take a moment to reflect. What is it that makes her come out in your life? For me, what makes the crazy woman emerge is too much unbroken childcaring time, sleep deprivation, too little creative headspace. I start to get cranky and snappy. If this is compounded over weeks and weeks, I suffer from PMT, migraines, and depression. The results aren't pretty. I want to see blood make pain. I want to do damage, to destroy everything which on a different day I hold dear. I want to smash plates, slam doors, hurt my children, hurt myself, scream at the top of my lungs, even kill myself. But I don't. So I shout, or I drive the car a bit too fast, or I stuff my face with unhealthy food. I want to run, to hide, to quit once and for all. I have had enough. As in all things, there is great danger, warns Lynn Andrews, if you don't honour the crazy woman. She might destroy you. When women understand the influence of the crazy woman, or the death mother, in the form of depression or gloom, they can light a candle and honour her great power, the dark side. By honouring the dark side, you destroy her power over you. Denying our shadow side does not mean it is not there. It just hides it further, deeper, and so it causes more suffering when it emerges through the layers of our psyches. Her power is terrifying, warns Lynn Andrew, if only when it is misunderstood. For hundreds of years, women have been misunderstood. Their dark side, their shadow side, the crazy woman, has been used against them. It has been demonized. Women have been shaped and abused into not bringing shame or negative attention upon their husband or family. A woman should only talk about nice subjects of good taste, and certainly not anger people. She was taught how to walk and talk to be pleasing to the eye and ear. Her voice should be light and breezy. Her art, should she make it, should be beautiful. Not expressive. Certainly not intelligent. Her appetites have been suppressed. Her passions have been seen as suspect. Her flesh too, moulded into tight corsets or skinny jeans, as fashion dictated. We have been denied being ourselves, with our voices, in our bodies, with our own thoughts and feelings. The crazy woman is depicted in ancient goddesses, Kali, Medea, Hecate. We fear the destructive inside ourselves and turn it into something which we can see, a goddess. This crazy woman is deeply threatening to society. We dare not admit to her for fear of our children being taken away from us, for fear of being hospitalized in a mental institution, of being deemed unable to cope. And so our crazy woman side is further denied, pushed further away, or medicated with antidepressants, self-harm, eating disorders, or alcohol. You, dear one, how do you deal with your crazy woman? Have you medicated her? Have you used self-medication? What is it that you do to deal with your crazy woman? Take a moment to bring these things to mind. So, the challenge is, how can we find safe expression for the crazy woman? How can we be true to her and to ourselves? How can we find balance in our lives so that she need not emerge too often or too destructively? Women who do not find a teacher or mentor may often slip into addiction more easily than the nurturing mother counterparts. Because they do not usually have a strong peer support group, they can be more solitary and do not fit into groups well because of their differing viewpoints about home, husband, family, and work. It is important that if you are a rainbow, that you have a good support group of friends, a partner, professionals to keep you in form. If you are a mother as well, this can be a real challenge. When you're tired and drained, and you have given every drop of energy, love, patience, when your kids have been crawling all over you for days and weeks, when you need a break, some headspace, some body space, and just can't get it, then we feel like we are truly going crazy, like we are dying inside, like we want to die, to be done with it all. And you know, this is right in a way. We are experiencing the psychic suffocation of our creative selves. When we are so subsumed by mothering and external demands, when we do not have time to breathe and tend our creative fires, to unleash our imaginative power, to plumb our depths, to breathe consciously, to reflect, to play. This is what the crazy woman is calling for. This is what she is yearning for. Lynn Andrews says, "The crazy woman does not really wish to kill you. She wishes to maim your talents and paralyze your ability. She wishes to strip you of all your sacredness. She pulls your sanity and tests you, trying to pull you away from your center. We all have a dark side. Never forget that it is the darkness which defines the light. So if you feel crazy woman pulling at your sanity, sit down and write a poem. Bring your bright colors and beautiful scents into your environment. Light a candle on your altar to crazy woman, to honor her for what she is trying to teach you about yourself, about honoring your own very special light." So next time your crazy woman comes to visit, welcome her as an honored guest. Copy down her words in your journal. Drink tea with her. Dance to her tune, if only for a little while. Beat your drums with her. Wear black or red. Go and sleep with her. Let her take you by the hand into other realms of your consciousness. Let her lead you for once. Trust her rather than refuse her. And then thank her for her lessons. Because she is you, your shadow side with lessons to teach you about what you choose to hide away. Bringing your deepest soul attention to that which you refuse to shine your light on is so important for us. She may terrify you embarrass you. She will certainly mess up your carefully made plans. But she is your soul sister, your twin self. Open your arms to her. Open your heart. Take a few moments now to really see her. Grab some paints, a sheet of paper, perhaps some pastels, something big and free and expressive and messy. Draw her, depict her. What does she look like? What is her hair like? Her eyes? How does she move? Grab another sheet of paper and put down all the words that you associate with her. Make them big, make them bold. Take out your journal and write down about her last few visits. Why did she come? What invited her into your life? How did she express herself? What did she want? What was her message to you? What have you learned about the crazy woman from those in your life, from your partners, from your mother, your grandmother, aunts, teachers, female friends? Was she acceptable or locked away? The mad woman in the attic. Was she papered over with niceness and face powder? Was she medicated with antidepressants or alcohol? Did she emerge in screaming fits or suicide attempts? This will affect how you deal with your crazy woman. Remember that you are not just dealing with your own personal experience, but with the history of woman before woman before woman who came before you. And now that you have a tangible sense of her, how could you represent her or symbolize her? If you have an altar space in your house, put an image or reminder on it of her. Or perhaps, as Lynn Andrews suggests, simply light a candle to her. She has been scorned and rejected, demonized throughout history. Now is the time to stop the war on the crazy woman. Open your arms and your heart to her and her lessons. Welcome your soul sister back. You can read more of my work at www.dreamingaloud.net, where you will find an archive of previously published articles on pregnancy, birth, mindful parenting, and vibrant health. Follow the link at dreamingaloud.net to my blog, Dreaming Aloud, which shares daily doses of inspiration and wisdom on creativity, mothering, living philosophy. My book, The Creative Rainbow Mama, which features some of the ideas put forward in this talk, will be published in 2012. Tune in tomorrow for more workshops at the world's biggest summit.